the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who allowed none to witness when He created the heavens and the earth, and who took no helper when He authored the spirits. He has no associate in divinity and no support in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing Him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing Him. Terrors fall low in awe of Him. Faces are humbled in fear of Him. And everything mighty yields to His mightiness. So to Thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually and methodically. And may His blessings be upon His messenger endlessly, and His salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in Thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from Thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then failed to keep for Thee. I ask Thee concerning the complaints of Thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among Thy servants, of a handmaid from among Thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask Thee, O He who owns all objects of need which are granted by His will and hastened to His desire, that Thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that Thou willest, and givest me mercy from Thee. Forgiveness decreases Thee not, and giving injuries Thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from Thee: the facility to obey Thee at its beginning, and the favor of Thy forgiveness at its end. O He who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, Salam, Allah's peace be upon all of you. Thank you very much for joining us. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this episode, we're going to speak about crying for Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. I invite you to join us.
Karbala la zilti karban wa bala ma laqi indak ya alul mustafa. Karbala la zilti karban wa bala ma laqi indak ya alul mustafa. Karbala, Karbala.
Today, Sunday, is the 23rd of Muharram, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 30th of Mordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and 21st of August, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Today, for listening the Holy Quran, we choose verses 110 and 111 of chapter Mu'minun. We'll listen to it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فاتخذتموهم سخريا حتى أنسوكم ذكري وكنتم منهم تضحكون.
But you took them in mockery to the point that they made you forget my remembrance. And you used to laugh at them.
إِنِّي جَزَيْتُهُمُ الْيَوْمَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا أَنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ.
Indeed, I have rewarded them this day for their patient endurance, that they are the attainers of success.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The people of hell prepared the causes of their suffering themselves by mocking the people of truth and ridiculing their pure beliefs. Yes, those who despised the believers in the world should suffer the worst despising. The people of paradise, however, achieved a great victory in the sight of Allah, for they endured with exemplary patience and arrogance, complacency, and irrationality of their enemies and held themselves on the path of Allah. We're going to speak about crying as an act of believers. Holy Quran, chapter 5, verse 83. And when they listen to the revelation received by the messenger, thou wilt see their eyes overflowing with tears, for they recognize the truth. They pray, O Lord, we believe, write us down among the witnesses. This proves that crying is an act of believers, and according to the Holy Quran, flowing of tears is a sign believing in the truth. The flowing of tears from eyes is called crying, and crying is one of the aspects of mourning. Therefore, the relation of this verse with mourning is automatically proved. The entire content of the Quran is true, as is Hussein's martyrdom. According to Hadith Thaqalain, both have an unbreakable link. Just as the eyes of believers are filled with tears when they hear the recitation of the Holy Quran, they also shed tears when hearing of Imam al-Hussein's martyrdom. Hussein was the talking Quran, And the moment one hears about the hardships faced by Imam, one laments over his death and shed tears. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bihi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with shedding tears in favor of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. It must be indicated that throughout the whole world, we can seldom find any such ardent commemorative ceremony to be held in favor of any other person in the whole world. So, without exaggeration, it must be indicated that shedding tears or expressing a grief, or for example in the case of Muslim nations wearing in black, all of such manifestations show our sympathy, our religious sympathy, and at the same time it shows our being very much devoted to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Imagine that, for example, if someone behaves otherwise in the season of Muharram, in the month of Muharram and in the season of commemorating Imam al-Hussein's martyrdom, mainly from the first day of Muharram up to Ashura, the 10th day of Muharram, and on the other hand, at the end of, after 40 days after Ashura on Arba'in or around Arba'in, if someone, for example, behaves otherwise, it wouldn't be acceptable, and people, at least in Muslim communities, particularly Shi circles and Shi communities, would frown upon the the person or persons who behave otherwise. This is because this is a norm, and according to this norm, we are expected to behave in special ways.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio.
People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura.
Let's look at the history of philosophy of azah for Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, morning gatherings. The term majalis or majlis has both a grammatical meaning and a meaning which relates to azah al-Hussein. In its technical sense, a majlis is a meeting, a session, or a gathering. In reference to Azah al-Hussein, it means a gathering to mourn Imam al-Hussein. In this sense, it was first used by our sixth Imam, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, peace be upon him. It is reported that this companion, Al-Fuzail, came to pay his respects to the holy Imam. After the exchange of usual courtesies, Imam asked Al-Fuzail, "Do you people ever organize majalis to recall the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein?" Fuzail, with tears pouring down his eyes, replied, "Yabna Rasulullah, indeed we do." The Imam said, "May Allah bless you. I highly approved of such majalis."
Assalamu alaykum, ya Abu Abdullah. وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار فلا جعله الله آخر العهد من زيارتك السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين. وعلى أولاد الحسين. وعلى أصحاب الحسين. الذين بذلوا مهجهم دون الحسين عليه السلام.
On the continuation of today's special, The Nature of Imam al-Hussein's Martyrdom Over the Other Martyrs of Ahlul Bayt, Peace Be Upon Them. In a book by Sheikh Saduq, we read that the day on which Imam al-Hussein was martyred is considered to be more grievous than the martyrdom dates of the other members of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. Imam Ja'far replied, "The day of Hussein is worse than the other days because the people of the cloak honored by Allah Almighty were five. When the Prophet passed away, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Fatima, Hassan and Hussein, peace be upon them, remained behind. They were hence a consolation for the people. When Hussein was killed, no one amongst the people of the cloak remained behind for the people. Therefore, his departure was tantamount to all of them departing, and his existence was the tantamount to all of them existing. Therefore, his day became a great ordeal." Sayyid Abbas Razavian.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Peace and salutations upon you, O Master of Martyrs, ya Sayyid al-Shuhada. We talked about benefiting from Ziyarat Ashura, talking about realizing and understanding the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam through nur and light. This is something that is very possible to do, and is something that has been done in history. We have in one of our traditions, a group of people from Yemen, a group of worshippers, good people, they came to the Prophet inquiring about his successor. So the Prophet gave him a verse of the Quran, and they kept asking, then, who is this? Who is this Hablullah? You attach yourselves to the rope of God. And then they kept asking, and finally he says, basically, go out in the lines of salat, in congregation salat, and you will find him yourself. See who your heart inclines towards. So they began to walk, this group of Yemeni worshippers. They began to walk and walk, and then they saw one person that they were sure that was their successor, the successor of the Holy Prophet. So they come back to him, and he says, is it him? And then the Prophet says, yes, you know, he affirms the fact that it is Ali ibn Abi Talib, it is Imam Ali. And he asks him, how did you know? And the Yemenis in this hadith, they say that in this tradition, they began crying and saying, oh, Messenger of God, we looked at the people, but our hearts did not incline to any of them. When we saw this man, our hearts trembled, and then our souls felt assured. Our eyes shed tears and chests became pleased, as if he was our father and we were his children. So these worshippers, they understood who the successor, who deserved imamat after the Holy Prophet, who was the imam after the Holy Prophet, the guide, the leader, the guardian, and why? Through ma'rifat nuraniyah. That is how they did this. And then it says that the Prophet of Islam later on talked about how these people would follow and predicted that they would follow Imam Ali, and this was true. They continued and were loyal to Imam Ali, and many of them fought alongside Imam Ali against in the Battle of Safin, in the Battle of Jamal. They participated and were martyred in such battles. So this is a hadith that shows us that you have the ability to see and witness nur and light of imamat through your hearts. And when we reach this maqam al-mahmud, inshallah, that we see that we said in Ziyarat Ashura, we connect to the Imams with this nur and light, and we start, inshallah, becoming part of them and like them, inshallah.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Keep us in your prayers and morning gatherings. Fi amanillah. Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati mamata Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and let us ponder a wise saying from Imam Zainul Abidin, peace be upon him, the Holy Prophet's fourth infallible heir. Fear God and know that you will inevitably return to him. When everyone will see his good and bad deeds right before his or her very eyes, he or she will wish for the longest period of time to separate himself or herself from bad deeds.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio.
Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith. This hadith is about the virtues of the dust of Karbala. As you know, we are in the month of Muharram. This is a very blessed and beautiful month, a very special sacred month, a month in which we can renew our allegiance to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and also enjoy the spiritual blessings of, you know, commemorating his martyrdom, remembering him, crying for him and his companions who were martyred alongside him on the day of Ashura in the plains of Karbala. You know, everything connected to Imam Hussein from his from the day he was killed to the place he was buried, you know, and even the dust of the land he was buried in, everything about him is special. And this distinction and this greatness and virtue is manifested in this very beautifully in this hadith, which we would like to recite for our listeners today. Imam Ali alayhi salam, addressing the dust of the land of Karbala, right? So this kind of indicates the fact that this dust kind of has a sort of, is kind of sentient, has a sort of consciousness. It's also a kind of distinction. Otherwise, why would the Imam address it, right? But aside from that, you know, the Imam says the following regarding this dust. He says, how beautiful is your smell? You know, so there's a special fragrance emitting from this dust, you know, something that only probably the Imam can understand. It kind of requires a special organ of sense, spiritual organ of sense that, you know, most people don't have. But this is something nevertheless true of it. And then the Imam says the following, on the day of resurrection, a group of people will be resurrected from you, meaning from this dust, and they will enter paradise. They will enter paradise, يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ, right? Without being taken into account of. This is a virtue of this land and a virtue for the people perhaps who are buried there. People who are buried there, they will enter paradise without being taken into account of. Of course, with the other conditions which are necessary for it. You know, this is the actual act of being taken account of is a sort of, you know, dangerous and scary event, right? And, you know, the idea that somebody would be relieved of this act and will not be taken account of is actually a sort of relief for the person. It's a sort of reward for him. And, you know, one of the things that can lead to this reward is the actual act of being buried in this land of Karbala. It's possible also for, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to refer to people who are actually buried there. Maybe it refers to the fact that the spirits of the believers who are somehow connected to this land, you know, on the day of resurrection, they will somehow come from this land and will be rewarded by not being taken into account for their actions. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the blessings and virtues of the dust of Karbala in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio. Allahu
صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرج
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters all over the world hearing us on IRIB English Radio. So thank you so much for joining us today and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Thank you so much. Inshallah, today, again, we have Brother Hussein Ruhullah here. Assalamu alaikum. How are you?
Alaikum assalam.
Are you fine, inshallah? Sir. Okay, that's great. And Brother Fawad Haider, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, thank you. And Brother Ali Nasir, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Are you okay?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. These brothers are, as we said in the previous sessions, from Sevier International School. They have joined us and we really welcome them. So today, inshallah, we will be working on a very important topic, which is kind of sometimes challenging for some of the students. But today, inshallah, we'll learn it and there will be, inshallah, no problem. Okay. So the topic is stopping at the end of words or how to end an ayah. You recite the Quran Kareem, okay, and you are about to finish the ayah. So how should you end there? We mean that actually the harakat on the top or beneath the letter, which is actually at the end of that word, which is the last word in the ayah. So what should we do to that harakat? Is there any changes or no? Yeah? So for example, inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Yeah, kawthara it is. So we stop here, we say kawthar. The fatha is changed to sukun. So this is one of the examples. So is it like always we have to change the harakat to sukun? Or no, sometimes we need to change it to some other harakat as well or any other changes. So the topic today is this, okay? Or for example, Fawad Haider, he is reciting, okay, the Quran Kareem, and he is just running out of breath. He's about to recite one line, okay, one ayah, and he's in the middle of the ayah. While reciting, he's just, oh, I'm going to run out of breath. Okay, he's about to run out of breath. So what should he do? All right? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Take a deep breath.
Yeah, rebreath. Yeah, but so are we allowed to just stop at any word we want,
no.
Or no? We have like special words, special signs. This, and we talked about the special signs. Yes, okay. That should we stop this sign? For example, jim means this, sad means this. For example, ta means this, la means this, mim means this. Sali or Sala or Qala means this. Okay, we talked about all of them. But today, we say how to stop. Okay, how to stop. That was where to stop. We talked about it?
Yes.
Now, how to stop.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
So, if you're ready to go, inshallah, and talk about this and learn it, let's recite the salawat.
Allahumma
salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajil
faraj. In the previous sessions, we finished, alhamdulillah, the mad, whatever. Needed about mad, okay? We learned it, different types of mad and how to prolong it. So, inshallah, this session, it's going to be a new topic. So, for example, let's recite some of the verses of the Quran Karim, okay? And let's see our brothers here. Do they know or know how to stop, okay?
Okay. Yeah?
Let's go to the Quran. So, would you turn to page 10 of the Quran Kareem. Page 10 of the Quran Kareem. Let's go on. Okay, so page 10 of the Quran Kareem starts with Ayah 62 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Innal ladhina amanu wal ladhina hadu wan nasara was sabi'ina man amana billah. This ayah. Alright?
Yes.
Okay. So I will recite this ayah. You will repeat. Inshallah. Then we'll go to the rules, okay? We will apply the rules, okay, right now, like reciting this. I will apply all the rules, okay? But we've not studied. So you follow my recitation, then we'll go through each rule, okay, and apply them on every specific, like, examples. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
أحسنت إن الذين آمنوا
إن الذين آمنوا
I intentionally separate the ayahs, okay, into many parts so that let our brothers, okay, who listen to us, okay, kind of have a mindset, okay, about how to stop, okay? Let's see. Why, for example, I changed some of the harakat, okay? They have to kind of have a understanding. So, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا
وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا
وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا
وَالنَّصَارَى
وَالنَّصَارَى
والصابئين
والصابئين
من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر
من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر
وعمل صالحا
وعمل صالحا
There is a tanwin fatha صالحا but we change it to an alif صالحا Let's see why, okay?
فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ
وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ
وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ
وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ
وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ
Okay, again, this ayah, okay? Let's recite more, okay? إِنَّ
الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَالنَّصَارَى وَالصَّابِئِينَ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَالنَّصَارَى وَالصَّابِئِينَ
أحسن والنصارى والصابئين من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر
والنصارى والصابئين من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وعمل صالحا فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم وعمل صالحا فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون
ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون
أحسن وإذ أخذنا ميثاقكم
وإذ أخذنا ميثاقكم
ورفعنا فوقكم الطور
ورفعنا فوقكم الطور
ورفعنا فوقكم الطور خذوا ما آتيناكم بقوة
ورفعنا فوقكم الطور خذوا ما آتيناكم
ورفعنا فوقكم الطور خذوا ما آتيناكم بقوة
ورفعنا فوقكم الطور خذوا ما آتيناكم بقوة
واذكروا ما فيه لعلكم تتقون
واذكروا ما فيه لعلكم تتقون
أحسن. Okay, these two ayahs. Enough, okay. Let's go now for, let's go and take a look at each rule, okay? Separately, and inshallah, work on some examples. So, guys, the rule number one. So, brothers, rule number one says that whenever you see a word having Tanween Fatha, what is Tanween Fatha? Huh?
Double Fatha.
An. An, in, un, okay? We're not talking about in and un. An, okay?
Yes.
Tanween Fatha. So whenever you see Tanween Fatha, if you want to stop at that word, if you want to stop that there, okay? Change the Tanween Fatha to Alif Mad. What is Alif Mad?
An Alif with a Mad.
Great. An Alif with one Mad. Two counts, yes?
Yes.
Alif with?
One Mad.
Yeah. With a Fatha previous, before it, okay?
Yes.
So it means Fatha plus Alif. So Alif Mad it is called. Two counts. All right?
Yes.
So if you see words having Tanween Fatha, they have an Aleph as well with themselves. They have an Aleph with them. Yeah? For example, in the first ayah that we recited, in the second line, مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَعَمِلَ
صَالِحًا
Tanween Fatha.
Yes.
Tanween Fatha is enough. Why do you put an Aleph after Tanween Fatha? Why we don't have this alif after tanwin kasra or dhamma?
So why can't we stop at the end of the verse we say salihan finished?
Salihan, we can stop here. وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا But the
no,
rules...
like if this salihan was at the end of a verse, why should we just say saliha?
Salihan. Now we are saying the rule is this. The rule is this, that if any a word, okay, no matter it's at the middle of the ayah, okay, you want to stop there. Or at the end of an ayah, in Surah Naba, okay, or Surah Nazi'at, we have a lot of verses, okay, that end with tanween. We'll go on and work, okay, on the examples. But here, وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا, doesn't matter for what, even if it is at the end of an ayah, okay, or in the middle, okay. You want to stop here. وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا, what should you do? So the answer is this. This alif is written with that tanween fatha, always, okay, you see. Except with ta marbuta, with Ha, which has two dots on the top, except with that.
Yes.
Other letters, you have this alif with this, okay? With this tanwin, after tanwin fatha, you have this alif. Why? Because it tells you that there is a rule in tajweed that whenever you stop at the word having this tanwin fatha, do not stop while it is tanwin fatha. Salihan, wa'amilan salihan. Finished. No, change this tanwin fatha to an alif. Fatha plus alif.
وعمل صالحا حن ha.
This Aleph is there to tell you that, Mister, look at me. I am Aleph. Change this Tanwin Fatha to me.
Yes.
Sub me with this Tanwin Fatha, okay? So Tanwin Fatha will be changed to?
Aleph.
Aleph Mad. All right?
Yes.
So let's take a break, inshallah. We'll go on for the next rules, okay? Inshallah, in the next session. Thank you for being with us in this session. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Xavier International Schools Network. We'll come back, okay? Stay with us. Let's recite a salawat and come back.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahu.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Your horse returns to our camp riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين. زيارة مني ونيابة عن والدي.
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves? Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyaratu Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyaratu al-Ashura. So stay with us.
Bari'tu ila Allah wa ilaykum minhum wa min ashiya'ihim wa atba'ihim wa awliya'ihim ya Aba Abdullah inni silmun liman salamakum وحرب لمن حاربكم إلى يوم القيامة.
As you were previously with us, brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of Ziyaratul Ashura. يا أبا عبد الله إني سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم إلى يوم القيامة. أو أبا عبد الله, I am at peace with he who is at peace with you, and at war with he who is at war with you till the day of resurrection. We moved to change the horizons of the meaning we were discussing, and we started discussing about human soul or nafs. We said one of the evil forces that we need to be at war with is ourself, our human soul. The one who seasons his soul will be able to express his hatred and dislike against the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt. We also had a look at some of the traditions from the Ahlul Bayt, introducing forces for the human soul, named as Jaysh, or Jaysh al-Shaytani wa nafs. On the far side of this story is the Aql, or the intellect, and Aql is also owner of Jaysh and some soldiers. That is referred to in our traditions as Junudul Aql. And the one who wants to be with Imam Hussein alayhi salam, fil Jannah, in his station in Jannah, needs to know the exact enemies of Ahlul Bayt and the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, the first of which is human soul and nafs. So we concluded anyway that we have to start from ourselves. As long as we are attached to these mundane desires, we cannot undertake jihad. And we cannot step in the path of the Almighty Allah. And this is exactly the case with what we see happened with Imam Hussein alayhi salam. The episode of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, it is a combination of these two dimensions. There are two wars going on. One, a holy war against the apparent enemy, as well as a holy war against the inner self. And these two, in the plains of Karbala, were manifested in their highest degree. So the event of Ashura is a great movement of struggle in both the war fronts, the front of fighting against the outer and external enemy, which was the very corrupt apparatus of the caliphate of the time, and the front of the inner self, which had moved towards inner corruption in the society of that time in general.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is, do not allow tyranny. Do not allow evil doing. Do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah. He appreciates Him. He understands His dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So what we see in the plains of Karbala is apparently a war. But this is a scenario, a war that is extremely difficult. It is where sacrificing faithful men and women go after Hussein alayhi salam. I mean, these companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, how could they be the followers of Imam if they are not ready, if they have not prepared their souls, if they have not fought with their own enemies, their own souls? The world and what it contains, its pleasures, its beauties, against the sense of responsibility, fall down before their eyes. These are such companions. They are human beings, But in their hearts, it is spirituality that has overcome the soldiers of Satan. That same soldiers that we discussed earlier, the soldiers of intellect and ignorance. And this is one secret that these companions have become immortal in history. This is what the greater jihad does to people, to the victorious ones in this fight. And this is when we come back to what we said earlier, what we concluded earlier, and started this aspect of discussion with. We had a look at some of the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt that they said, until we do not reform ourselves, it is nearly impossible to reform our environment or so-called our country. So starting with your own soul and nafs has this advantage of being victorious in this world as well as hereafter. This is what we understand from the plains of Karbala. Those who were together with Imam Hussein alayhi salam, those were the tough ones that somehow subdued their own souls. And that is how they could gain victory over their enemies, both inner enemies and external enemies. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أنت الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hussain Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a